So I think we can open the meeting and we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I apologize, I don't have Roxanne's flag here with me. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands.
Which stands, one nation.
Indivisible, liberty.
Liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Board President comments on the agenda. I don't have any specific comments, just a reminder for the board that it is a public meeting and that it is being live streamed. So, bear that in mind if you have comments or discussions around anything that we would not normally discuss in a public setting. I don't know if there's any, the rest of the board have any comments at this point, anything they'd like to raise. And if not, we'll move into the superintendent's comments. All right, Mr. D.
All righty. I want to start off by wholeheartedly thanking our buildings and grounds staff. They have been doing yeoman's work this summer with the insane amount of work and additional responsibilities that have been heaped on them this summer as a direct result of the building project. The buildings and grounds are still pretty well torn apart, but we were reassured today by the clerk of the works and the general contractor that things are moving along and we should be buttoned up and ready for the start of school. Our building administrators have been working exceptionally hard this summer to try to pull together transportation as well as scheduling of classes for our students with the diminished capacity that we'll have on our buses, as well as the diminished amount of students that we can have within our classrooms. The hope is this week schedules will be going out to families. So folks will be able to start making additional plans in reference to the start of the school year. I want to reiterate some of the transportation issues that we continue to have with the ability to put only 22 students on each of our buses as a result of the social distancing requirements. There are some changes to the way we typically do business. First of which, and we've been sharing this regularly, is that each student, if they require transportation, we'll be able to reserve one seat on one bus, which means we can't pick students up at one house one day, another house another, deliver them to different houses on different buses. In order to do that, we'd have to reserve a seat on multiple buses for an individual student, and we simply cannot do that this year. So it will be incumbent on parents to work out those logistics as we move forward throughout the course of the school year, at least until we are through the COVID crisis, and we're back to some sense of normality with transportation. So that seems to be our biggest hurdle at this point that we continue to contend with. But again, our administrators are doing a great job trying to address those issues. The building, again, is still pretty well torn apart. We have most of the junior high wing in the front that has been completely redone. Floors have been pulled out. Walls and ceilings have been put back together, re-insulated. New windows have been put in. Windows are being installed throughout the main office suite in the high school. They're well underway with the footing work up at the elementary school for our addition, as well as roof at the elementary school, which is almost completed. We're very happy to know that we'll be dried in this winter at the elementary school. The boiler, the actual two boilers have been installed at the high school. They're now hooking them up to various and sundry parts so that we can get heat throughout the building. But the two new boilers are in, and it no longer looks like the Titanic down there. It's they're pretty nice units, so it's interesting and good to see. One thing I wish to clarify is that on Channel 13 News earlier in the week, they made mention of the completion of the court case with Mr. Keller in reference to the issues that unfolded with Regents exams last year. And one of the comments that was made by Channel 13 News was that he was very helpful in transitioning our new principal. That is certainly not something that was done by Mr. Keller. What Mr. Keller was very helpful with was answering my questions in reference to where things were, where schedules were, where he was in process of scheduling and those sorts of things. Our building principal, interim principal, Mr. Godfrey and Mr. Burgess worked exceptionally well together. The transition was smooth, and the transition now to Mr. Burgess has gone exceptionally well as well. So I just wanted to make sure I clarified that to anybody who was concerned or had a question. We're certainly looking forward to our reopening. You know, the governor's office continues to throw curveballs at us periodically. We are doing the best we can to address those issues as they pop up. And certainly I'll make sure that I keep the board and the community up to date on any changes between now and the beginning of September. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Dee.
You bet.
All right. We'll move on then to board and staff reports. So the first item of business in that section is going to be the treasurer's report. Mr. D, do you want to add any color to that or Mr. Dubois?
Sure. Yeah, what I do would be ask Kate if she has any additional information that she may wish to share that would help the board that they've not already received in their packets.
A couple of things. The treasurer's report has most of June in it. We started our audit today, so Steve Bethel will be with us all week doing the field work. He'll be bringing staff along as well. And then we will have our final adjusting and closing entries and should have all of our final figures by early next week. So other than that, things are moving along.
Great.
Right. I would also like to mention a little bit later in the agenda, we're going to be asking the board to approve a change in our banking moving forward. Again, this was brought about by questions that were asked by Mr. LaChapelle. Mrs. Dubois did an excellent job going through the RFP process and got us some simply outstanding offers from one of our local banks. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that as we move forward. But with that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report.
Okay. As I work through asking for motions, just because we're back to a virtual setting, if you could state your name after, making a first or second motion for Mrs. Manny's reference, that would be much appreciated. That being said, do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report presented to the board tonight?
So moved, Dudley.
Second, Arquette.
Moved by Mr. Dudley, second by Mrs. Arquette. Is there any discussion around the reports? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Approval
Pat,
of the board minutes.
From our meeting.
Excuse me?
Pat Norton is muted.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Norton is muted. Mrs. Norton, if you can hear us, we didn't get your vote on that last action. It looks as though you're muted.
Aye, Pat Norton.
All right.
There we
Perfect.
Go.
Perfect. Thank you. So, the next item requiring action is approval of our board minutes. Mr. D, you have any comments on those before we ask to take it to vote?
Oh, I just would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes from the July 20 regular board meeting.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Pat Norton.
Second, Arquette.
Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Minutes are approved. We also have received a copy of the Audit and Finance Committee meeting from July 20th.
And I would recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of the Audit and Finance Committee?
So moved, Baker.
Second, Arquette.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tax warrant resolution.
I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the tax warrant. That information was recently obtained from the town, village, and assessor's office.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve the warrant resolution?
So moved, Arquette.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Pat Norton.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion around the resolution? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tax roll and authorized tax levy resolution.
Again, tied to our warrant, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve those rolls and authorize the levy resolution for the 2020-2021 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved, Dudley.
Thank you.
Second, Arquette.
Thank you, Mrs. Arquette. Is there any discussion on that item? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. We're down to banking proposal. Mr. D and Ms. Dubois, you want to walk us through that, if you would, please?
Sure. Mrs. Dubois has sent out an RFP for our banking for this year. And she shared with each of the board members last week all of the pertinent information from each of the proposals. Mrs. Dubois, would you like to hit the high points from the bank that we are recommending?
Absolutely. Community Bank came in with a proposal that I haven't seen in probably 8 to 10 years. Their proposal is no fee for service. Also a floor. So we're going to get a 0.25% floor. That means we will earn at a minimum that amount of interest on 100% of our collected deposits. And right now, and the ceiling, the rest of the rate will be variable. And right now it's at 0.35, which is 0.05 above what we can invest in at the bank we're currently with. In addition, they do not hold a reserve that they don't pay us interest on, and they do not make us give them a compensating balance, which the other proposals had compensating balances that would be between $1.1 and $1.8 million a month that we would not earn any interest on. So this proposal to me is absolutely amazing, and I am just thrilled that Mr. LaChapelle decided he wanted us to take a look, and I really appreciate that. Kudos to him.
Yeah, we were pleasantly surprised. So it's definitely good for the district. In addition, they are covering the cost of our checks. They are paying for our bank deposit bags. They also do tax collections, which is, you know, another definite benefit for the district, having all of this accomplished right here in town. So this is definitely a big win. I can tell you, you know, frankly and personally, I was extremely shocked, but pleasantly surprised. So with that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the resolution for banking.
Great. Thank you both for the overview and for the work on that, and also to Mr. LaChapelle for raising this as a request. So that being said, do we have a motion to approve the new banking proposal and transitioning over to community bank?
So moved, Dudley.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Dudley, second by Mrs. Norton, I believe.
Yes.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Oh, I just had a quick question real quick. I'm sorry. Kate, did they, I was looking at the comparison here. Did Glens Falls come back with a counter offer or anything?
They actually called me today. Well, I called them to let them know. And no, they did not counter at all. Whitney discussed it. And she called Arlene, who is the manager of governmental banking, and they feel strongly that they wanted to stay in that position, so stay where they were. And their proposal was basically a reflection of the current services. So they have a lot of the district banking, so I think they're pretty happy with where they are and the fees they charge and such.
Gotcha. Okay. And then just one other thing. Here. Ask you was I know you had mentioned that they currently use like an ICS sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Does community offer that as well?
They offered more of a money market type of investment account. They don't have that ICS sweep set up at this time, but they're paying right now more than the sweep account was paying. So what we can do also is, even going with community bank, we can take some of our reserves and other funds and invest them if we find a vehicle like the sweep account or a CD that are paying a higher rate of return. So I'll be keeping an eye on all of those rates and making sure that we're maximizing our interest as much as possible.
Great, thanks. The only other thing with that is, though, that we're not all the money won't be FDIC insured, correct?
No, with the ICS sweep accounts, kind of interesting. The funds are invested in other banks up to or a little bit below the $250,000. So all of the funds are either always insured or collateralized. Absolutely. That's a bottom line. We do not not do that.
Okay, so even with community not having the ICS available, they will still insure FDIC coverage?
We get the FDIC coverage, and then they have to purchase collateral for 102% of our investments. So, and we check that daily.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Any other questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item up is the meal charge and prohibition against meal shaming policy.
Each year, the district needs to approve our meal charge as well as the prohibition against meal shaming. Meal shaming is basically taking a meal from a student or telling a student that they cannot have a meal because their account is in arrears. And again, that is not something that we tolerate. And again, we are not looking at an increase in our meal charges for this year. So with that said, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the meal shaming policy as well as our meal charges for 2021.
Very good. So is that the meal charge? Is that the free reduced meal announcement?
No, they're two separate approvals.
Okay.
The first is in reference to just the meal charges and the shaming. And then as you know, G will approve the free and reduced guidelines as well as the application letters and such.
Okay, so the first thing we need then is a motion to approve the meal charge and the shaming policy.
Yes.
Right. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Baker.
Second, Norton.
Thank you both. Any discussion on that policy or the meal charge? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is free and reduced meal, milk and guideline announcement.
Yeah, this is just the series of letters that we use each year in reference to our free and reduced lunch price meals, milk costs, as well as the application letters and parent letters. So we're seeking approval of continuation in the use of the forms that we've historically used in the district.
Right. We have a motion to approve that.
Don't move that way.
Second, Norton.
Thank you both. Is there any discussion around that item? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I think we're down to resignations and terminations. So it looks like there's two positions on here. Is anyone opposed to us acting on those together? Okay.
All right.
Mr. D, any feedback for us here?
Recommendation to approve the termination of Mr. Cody Lewis from the position of cleaner. And with great thanks and respect, I'd like to recommend the resignation for the purpose of retirement for Sue Ryder, who has been our head bus driver, close of business, coming up here at the end of August after 37 years within the district. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Sue for all of her hard work. And she's still helping us get through this transition right now with COVID transportation. So Sue will be greatly missed.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to take action on those two items?
So moved, Dudley.
Second, Norton.
Moved by Mr. Dudley, second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Was that an opposed or was that a late yes, Mr. Baker?
Oh no, that was aye.
Okay, great. Good. Carried. We're down to appointments. There's a number of appointments on here. Is anyone opposed to taking action on these together, or would you like anything broken out? We'll take action together then.
All right. I would like to recommend the appointments of the following individuals: Mr. William Clark as a technology teacher, Mr. Jake Savin as a special education teacher at the high school, Ms. Anna Lindberg as our Dean of Students, Rose Coburn for the position of, she'd be filling again a one-term, long-term leave position up at the elementary school, Mr. Dan DeLuca as a substitute cleaner, Dr. David Foote to be our school physician, Mr. Redmond as athletic director. And what I'm going to do is provide some explanation to these next positions. We have a series of extracurricular appointments that we made each year for clubs, advisors, et cetera. Given the fact that we are in this new COVID world, many of these we are really not going to be able to utilize this year, at least until perhaps halfway through the year when some of these COVID issues potentially go away. So what we're looking at doing at this point is simply appointing the individuals that we know we must have in place, regardless of us being open or potentially closed in the event of a COVID outbreak. The elementary and junior senior high yearbook will need to occur regardless of whether we're open or closed. We're also looking at both junior and senior honor society being in place. Students often look for, and many colleges require, students who are participating in junior and senior honor society to be on their college transcripts. In addition, we are looking, so long as school remains open, to appointing our class advisors 2021 through the class of 2026. Lastly, we are looking at appointing each of our department heads at the high school for math, English, science, social studies, and specials. You know, those are positions that our administrative staff will rely on to do a great deal of work, as well as report out to departments and teachers in regard to different things which are coming in throughout the course of the school year. So that's the reason that we do have some and not all of our extracurricular appointments on the agenda this year. In reference to athletics, we are holding off on appointments to athletics to wait until we find out what's happening with Section 2. Mr. Redmond, toward all last year as well as this summer, has been attending regular meetings of the section, has been developing schedules in many different eventualities of whether or not we have sports in September, whether sports occur in January or sports hold off until the spring. So he's been creating those schedules depending on what happens with the section. So long-winded. With that said, I'd like to recommend the board make those following appointments.
Right. Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved, Baker.
Second, Arquette.
Thank you both. Is there any discussion? Mr. D, I had one question on the Dean of Students position.
Yes.
That's going to be a teacher on assignment, is that correct?
Yes, it is. With that, the teacher remains with tenure in her given area. And in addition to that teacher's salary, she would receive 10 days per diem throughout the course of the summer.
Great. So I would just ask then, Mrs. Manny, that the minutes clearly reflect that that's a teacher on special assignment. That's all that I had for questions. Does anyone else have any questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Gary. Well, that moved us through the agenda a ways. We are down to leaves of absence. It looks like we have, well, I guess one, an extension, and then a second. So is anyone opposed to taking action on these collectively? Great.
All right. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Ms. Bonnie Zanker's maternity leave, effective on or about December 19th for 6 weeks, and then an extended unpaid leave of absence throughout the remainder of the 2020-2021 school year. I'd also like to recommend the maternity leave of Mrs. Jackie Schmelzer, on or about November 30th through February 22nd, 2021.
Thank you, Mr. D. Do we have a motion to approve those leaves of absence?
So moved, Baker.
Second, Dudley.
Thank you, gentlemen. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. IHO rotational list.
Each year, the board is asked to approve the impartial hearing officers list. It's a list of individuals that help districts when there's an issue between what the school is recommending and what a parent is recommending or wishes to have for their special education child. So that list rotates and each district is required to maintain a list. So with that said, I'm recommending the board approve the one that has been provided.
Do we have a motion to approve that list?
So moved, Norton.
Second, Baker.
Thank you both. Any discussion around this item? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is CSE and CPSE manifestation.
Yes, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that list. It's the individuals that are there to support parents during special education meetings and also a group of folks that parents can reach out to and ask questions.
Great. Do I have a motion to approve that list of members?
So moved, Baker.
Second, Norton.
Thank you both. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carried. Down to disposals, Mr. D.
Yes, we have a couple of different things that we are looking to place on Auctions International to include a Frontier Core aerator, a John Deere rotary tiller, and a carpet shampooer. Then we have a series of textbooks as well as IT equipment that have outlived their useful life and we are looking to discard. You have those lists before you, and I'd like to recommend approval.
Great. Do we have a motion to approve those disposals?
So moved, Baker.
Second, Dudley.
Any discussion? All those in favor of the disposals?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carried. School tax notice.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve our school tax notices for the 2020-2021 school year.
All right. We have a motion to approve the tax notice.
So moved, Norton.
Second, Baker.
Thank you both. Any discussion on that? Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the tax notice for the current year?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Carried. Great. We have a few items of information that we do not have to take action on. Does anyone? I know, Mr. D, do you want to add anything to that, to these items, or does anyone have any questions on them?
I can just add that the school-wide safety plan is being, or actually is on the website. It'll be there for 30 days. for folks to comment on if there's any issues or concerns. The code of ethics has been provided to each of the Board of Education members. Should you have questions or concerns, by all means, please reach out to Mrs. Manny. Mrs. Manny has also completed the oaths of office for myself, Kristen Oben, and Danielle Palmer. And that's all.
Wonderful. This is the last item of business, which is a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Baker.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second, Dudley.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Is there any discussion around our move to adjourn the meeting? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Somebody weighed in.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Take care.